by faith. We speak the word of faith. We believe in Jesus tonight. Father, bless as many who are signing in different parts of the world. And for those in the prayer line, we say, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, be glorified in this special service of blessing as we are here to release the blessing for the end of year. Let these blessings manifest in every family that's connected to us to this prayer line today. We humble ourselves to say, Jesus, you are the source of our peace. You are the source of our hope. You are our hope. Our anchor holds on you, Lord. We depend on Jesus Christ. Just welcome the Holy Ghost tonight. Let the Holy Spirit lead us as we spend time to pray. It's not by mind. It's not by human flesh. It must be by the Holy Spirit. Raise our voice and pray. We come in the name of Jesus Christ. We submit ourselves to you, Holy Spirit. We submit ourselves to you, Abba Father. Move across these waves, across the nations of the world, as we begin our declarations to pray for the blessings of this end of year. We give you praise. We give you honor, Jesus. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You reign on high, O God. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. Strengthen our faith. Release your blessings. Release your grace across the nations of the world. We come under the power of the name of Jesus Christ. We're connecting today. Just say after me, Lord, today I'm connecting with every prophecy released on this prayer line. I am connecting to the blessings of this evening. Raise your voice and pray. Father, we come to connect with your word, to connect with the leadership of the Holy Spirit, to connect with every declaration. As you give us the word, we receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive every blessing. We receive every pronouncement from your word. You send forth your word, and your word cannot return void. We come to say, Lord, your word will fulfill in our lives as we speak your blessing, as I speak your word, as I speak by the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless somebody there in the name of Jesus Christ. One more minute to pray before we begin our lesson. Let us pray today. Nothing will distract us. No distraction, no hindrance. Let God himself take control. We bind every distraction. We bind everything that can come to hinder this prayer tonight. Let God lead us with total victory tonight. Raise our voice and pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ for as many across the nations of the world that are signing in. I speak that there will be no hindrance as you focus on the blessings of the Lord. As you focus to connect with what the Lord is saying to you. Let the Spirit of the Word visit you. Let the Spirit of the Word touch your life, that the word will become flesh in you. Let the blessings manifest in your life. This evening, connect with these blessings and let these blessings go with you throughout this year and throughout 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm going to continue with the blessings we started yesterday. Our key verse today, please, is Job 22. Verse 27 and 28. Job 22, verse 27 and 28, please. Now, this is very powerful verse that I love. This verse in the Old Testament. Job 22, 27, 28. Thou shalt make your prayers unto him, and he will hear you. And thou shalt pay thy vows. And thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Underline it. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light will shine on thy ways. I love that verse. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and then the light will shine on your path. One more time, that's Job 22, verse 27 and 28. Thou shalt make thy prayers unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay the vows, and thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light will shine upon your ways. You know, that makes a whole difference. Well, just say, Father, thank you for the light of God is shining on my path. I'm not walking in darkness. The light of God is shining on your ways. Can you just imagine everywhere you go, the Lord sends the light to lead you? Raise your voice and declare, Father, I give you thanks as we just confess, we decree the word of God. We speak with boldness, we speak by faith. We decree the things and God of heaven establish it. And because we stand by faith, the light of God will shine before us. Hallelujah, Lord. Today I'm not going through what we did yesterday, please. So if you missed yesterday, check the video online and watch it, please. Today let's begin. Just say after me, in the name of Jesus, I have peace in my home. Let's begin that today. In this end of year, you have peace in your home. In this end of year, yes, you have peace in your home. From Monday to Sunday, you have the presence of peace in your home. You sleep, you get up with the peace in your heart. Nothing will bring a surprise ache in your heart, in your mind. Raise your voice and declare, we speak in this end of year, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will go to bed with a smile. You get up with praise the Lord. God is good. You go to bed with peace. You get up in the morning. You make your prayers happy because you know the Lord of hosts is with you. We speak peace in every family in the name of Jesus Christ. Those watching me here, different parts of the world, these few days to end the year, we see peace. Your walls are surrounded with peace. Yes, your walls are salvation. Your walls are peace. The Lord secure you by the peace of God. The peace of God is like a mighty wall surrounding your household in the name of Jesus Christ. Just declare in the name of Jesus, in this end of year, I declare with all my heart, I have wisdom and understanding in this end of year, and I will cross to 2021 with wisdom and understanding. Yes, I have wisdom and understanding. Just declare it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in this end of year, the blessing of wisdom and understanding rests upon you. You have the peace in your house. You have wisdom and understanding. You make discreet decisions. By the grace of God, you are moving in the spirit of wisdom. Yes, Lord, no blindness in any area of our life, no ignorance in our life, in decision making. We have wisdom, we have understanding. Just say the name of Jesus Christ, I have divine intelligence, I have insight by the Holy Spirit. Raise our voice and declare, we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, we have the peace of God, we have wisdom, we have understanding, we have intelligence, we have insight in the mind of God, we have insight because of revelational knowledge. Just keep praying. We declare today, this end of year and 2021, we have insight by the power of wisdom and understanding, by the grace of God. You have divine intelligence. God will speak to you. God will give you ideas. You are not blind in any area. Receive the grace for the wisdom of God. Receive the grace for divine intelligence in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be done. Just declare with boldness in the name of Jesus, my neighborhood is saved. Yes, your neighborhood is saved. The street you drive through is saved. Raise your voice and declare, we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, our neighborhood is a blessed neighborhood. Just declare, my neighborhood is a blessed neighborhood. Whether in the daytime, in the nighttime, your neighborhood is blessed because you stay in that zip code. That zip code is crime-free. Because you stay in that street, that street is covered with the grace of God. Your neighborhood is free from trouble, free from riot, free from crimes. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are safe. Your children are safe. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare today, just say this end of year, I declare excellent results for all our students. All our students, all those who are engaged in one business or the other, we're speaking excellent results at the end of the year. At the end of the season, at the end of the year, we say praise the Lord with merit. Your results must be excellent. Raise your voice and pray. We pray for all our students. Some are doing online student virtual studies. Some are at home. We are praying for excellent results that no child of God will fail in the final exam. Yes, receive the grace. We are speaking, we are ending the year with excellence. Just say, I'm ending the year with excellence in every area. Raise your voice and pray. We are ending the year not just with good or better. We are ending the year with excellence. I speak in your life. You have excellence. You have wisdom. You have intelligence. You have a good neighborhood. You stay in the best zip code. You have excellent results in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak it. We speak the grace. Joseph, I mean, because of the glory of God, because of the favor of God, we are growing, we are increasing in every area of our life. This end of year and 2021, you are growing, you are increasing in every area of your life. Raise your voice for you to declare. As I declare today, we have the grace to grow. We are growing, we are increasing, we are expanding in every area of your life. I declare today by the sound of my voice that because of grace, this end of year and 2021, you are not decreasing, you are growing, you are increasing, you are expanding, you are moving forward, not backward. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak the grace of God. Your family will grow. The ministry will grow, your business will grow, your children will grow healthy in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Just raise up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have divine ability. I have divine ability in this end of year, every day of this end of year. I have divine ability, and 2021, I declare today, I have divine ability. Raise your voice and declare. We're speaking the blessing of ability. You don't lack strength. You have the strength for business. You have the ability for school. You have the ability for work. Whatever you engage to do, receive the ability for every program, every project you engage yourself. I speak today, this end of year, by the special grace of God, you have what it takes to realize the goal of your life. Receive divine ability. You have ability within you. You have the strength within you. Receive the grace to function in the capacity of the grace of God upon your life. Just say, I have ability for every project I engage myself. I was thinking about Noah, how Noah built the ark. Can you imagine? God gave Noah ability to think right, to know what to do, what wood to use, and Noah succeeded. So we declare today, by the grace of God, you are ending the year with renewed ability. Joseph, I have renewed ability to end the year and to begin 2021. I have supernatural ability to see the results of in your heart. Raise your voice and declare. We speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive ability in Jesus' mighty name. Just say after me, I have eyes to see, I have ears to hear, I have a mind to discern. I have eyes to see, I have ears to hear, I have a mind to discern. Raise our voice and pray. We speak that in this end of year, we have discernment spirit. I have a heart, my eyes can see, my ears hear, my heart discern. And 2021, I have discernment. Keep praying, keep praying, keep confessing. I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. I have a heart to discern. I pray for every child of God. You are stepping forth with eyes to see, with ears to hear supernaturally. By the grace of God, your ears will hear. By the grace of God, your eyes will see. By the grace of God, you will see the glory of the Lord. You will hear the voice of God. In this end of year, you will see the power of God, you will see the grace of God, we see the glory of God, and you will hear clearly in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will discern by the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Now let's go to something serious. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I have self-control. Yes, I have self-control. You know, many people don't have self-control. So they can quarrel, they can fight, they can hate, they can drive wild because they're angry. Just pray tonight. Just declare, I have self-control. No matter what happens in my neighborhood, I have self-control. Raise your voice and declare, I have self-control. I refuse to be influenced by negative news out there. I have self-control. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I bring myself under control. I bring myself under the word of God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Just declare, I am renewed. I am renewed. I have renewed by the Holy Spirit. I have new life. I have new zeal. I have new courage. Receive that newness. Just say, I am new by the Holy Spirit. I receive newness. I receive newness in my spirit. Just confess. I receive newness in my spirit. I receive newness in my vision. I receive newness in my inner man. I receive newness in my spiritual life. Keep confessing. I declare today, I receive newness in my prayer life. I receive newness in my spiritual life. I speak in your life, receive newness. Newness in your inner man. New zeal, new faith, new courage, new boldness. Receive newness by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are crossing to 2021 with freshness, with newness. Everything is turning new, revived within your inner man. You know, newness means like when you get a good sleep, you get up in the morning, you are fresh, you have new strength. So the Lord give you newness in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Now I'm declaring, please see by faith and speak by faith. Just say the name of Jesus, I have testimonies. Every day of this end of year, I have testimonies. I will cross over, I have testimonies. In January 2021, I have testimonies. In this end of year, I have testimonies. Raise your voice and declare, we speak today in the name of Jesus Christ. Every child of God and at the sound of my voice, you have testimonies. Your children have testimonies. Your spouse have testimonies. Your household have testimonies. You will testify that God kept you healthy. You will testify that God kept you sane. You will testify that God provided for you. You testify that God yourself is a faithful God. I have testimonies every day. Just confess. I have testimonies every day of this end of year and 2021. We stand as a family of God's people. We speak testimonies for our grandchildren, testimonies for our children, testimonies for our neighborhood, testimonies for World Mission partners, testimonies for all our friends around the world. Let God put in your hand a testimony. Just say, I have in my hands a testimony. I can touch my testimony. I can see my testimony. I believe in that testimony. I possess my testimony. Whatever is your desire, whatever is your prayer request, whatever is your cry in your heart, whatever you have been longing for, in this end of year, we speak by faith. You have testimonies. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, let God put that testimony in your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children, your neighbors, your parents, your sisters, we speak a connection with a testimony in your household. Just say, this end of year, I possess testimony. Yes, Lord, let it be done in the name of Jesus Christ. We have testimony. Now begin to increase your gear of prayer. Just say in the name of Jesus, this end of year and 2021, I have multiple breakthroughs. I have breakthroughs. Just keep praying, keep declaring. In the name of Jesus Christ, this end of year and 2021, we have breakthroughs. We speak scholarship breakthroughs. Academic breakthroughs, marriage breakthroughs, new job breakthroughs, traveling breakthroughs, businesses breakthroughs, ministry breakthroughs, whatever that breakthrough may be, maybe healing breakthrough. Let God move on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to possess it. Just see it in your hand. Say, I have breakthroughs. Confess in the name of Jesus, I have breakthroughs. I speak in your life today. This end of year and 2021, we speak marital breakthroughs, we speak job breakthroughs, we declare immigration breakthroughs, business breakthroughs, financial breakthroughs, we are speaking even childbearing breakthroughs. Let God move on your behalf. We speak by the power of God, you have breakthroughs. Hey, make some noise. Declare, I have breakthroughs. Not just breakthrough, but breakthroughs. Every month, the grace of God will open a new door. You're moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ. You have breakthroughs in your life in Jesus' name. Now let's pray. Just say after me, I have a new encounter with God. That is my heart's desire. I had a new encounter with God this end of year and 2021. Declare by faith, keep praying. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have a new encounter with God. As many at the sound of my voice, the greatest thing in this end of year is a new encounter with God. I declare today, you will have a new encounter with God in this end of year and 2021. You will have a new encounter with the Holy Spirit. Let God open the curtain of heaven and take you through to see wonders. I declare today by the power of the Holy Ghost, let God open the curtain of heaven and show you things to come. You must have an encounter with God. In the name of Jesus Christ, a new encounter with God. Just lay a hand in your body, please, before you take communion. Just say, I have the joy of the Lord. Oh my God. Just declare, I have the joy of the Lord. I'm ending every day. I begin the day with joy. I end the day with joy. I begin the week with joy. I end the week with joy. I will end the year rejoicing, praising the Lord. Raise your voice and declare, I have the joy of the Lord. Child of God, we speak today. No agent of darkness will steal the joy from your life. In the name of Jesus, receive supernatural joy. No matter what happened around you, you have the joy of the Lord within you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Now listen, child of God. Your joy is not conditioned with money or things or goods or property. Your joy is a spirit. Your joy is from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Joy is not how much money you have. The joy is the peace of God, the gladness God puts within your spirit, because God is a good God. You see it by faith. Just declare, God is good to me. I have the joy of the Lord. I refuse to go through sadness this end of year. I'm putting my dancing shoe. I will dance in the house of the Lord. Tell the devil, devil, you cannot stop my dance in the house of God. Raise your voice and declare, Father, I speak in the name of Jesus Christ. We have the joy of the Lord. Every devil that steals the joy from people, we rebuke that spirit. Receive the joy of the Lord. Walk in the joy of the Lord. Every day of this end of year, the joy of the Lord in your house, the joy of the Lord in your car. You'll be driving and singing. You'll be walking and hymn and humming. You'll be sleeping and singing in your dreams. Let joy possess your innermost being. Receive the joy in your innermost being. Receive the joy of the Lord within you in the name of Jesus Christ. Just declare after me, this end of year and 2021, I have a new zeal for God. I have new zeal for my God. Raise your voice and declare, I speak to as many at the sound of my voice this end of year, receive new zeal for God. Receive that longing as the deer panted after the water brooks. So my soul longeth after thee. We receive new zeal in Jesus' name. Let your zeal be revived. We rebuke no lukewarmness in the church of God. We rebuke every lukewarmness. We pray for zealous Christians, the zeal to pray. Receive the zeal to pray. Receive the zeal to worship. Receive the zeal to preach. Receive the zeal to evangelize. Receive new zeal in Jesus' name. We are praying for the church of God in these last days to be revived, receive new zeal, to worship your God in Jesus' mighty name. If you are in your house, stand up, move around in your house, please. Just say, I have renewed faith. I have renewed faith. Yes, just confess, in this end of year, I have renewed faith. Receive a new dimension of faith. Let your faith grow. Let your faith increase. Let your faith mature. Walk by faith. Talk by faith. See by faith. Do things by faith. Let no place, let no fear be in any place. We're speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. This end of year, you are walking in a new dimension of faith. Receive supernatural faith. Just say after me, I receive supernatural faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your voice and declare, I receive supernatural faith. I believe in the impossible things. I believe to see the glory of God. My faith is alive. Receive that living faith. Receive the active faith. Receive the productive faith. Receive the faith that gives results in the name of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, let your faith be alive. Let your faith be alive in Jesus' mighty name. Now just say after me, in the name of Jesus, I have authority by the Holy Spirit. I subdue every attack in this end of year. Just confess, in the name of Jesus, I have authority of the Holy Spirit. I subdue every battle against my household, against your business, against your health. Raise your voice and declare, we subdue every battle. We win in every battle. We walk in authority. Just confess, I have authority in this end of year and 2021. Walk in divine authority. Receive new authority. Receive that boldness within you. Child of God, you must learn to act in your authority as a child of God. Until you stand by faith and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, nothing will happen. So this end of year, stand at your door and declare in the name of Jesus, my house is blessed. It just say in the name of Jesus. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, my household is blessed. In the name of Jesus, every step I take, I succeed. In the name of Jesus, I will end the year better than how I began the year. In the name of Jesus, I am healthy. I am strong. It is well with my house. You must learn to get your authority and declare with faith and boldness. Hallelujah, Lord. To end this evening, please, let's do maybe four more declarations. Now, lay a hand on your body, please. Lay a hand on your body. And say with boldness, say the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, I am unstoppable. Confess it in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, I am unstoppable. No darkness, no temptation, no trial. You know, Romans 8:35, what can separate you? What can stop you? Nothing. Just confess in the name of Jesus, I am unstoppable. I will break through. I will stand firm. I will break through. Like David, I will face my Goliath until I conquer him. I'm unstoppable by the storms of life, by the wind of life, by the fire of life. Raise your voice and declare, we speak today in the name of Jesus Christ. No wind can stop you. No storm can stop you. No human attack can stop you. The grace of God strengthen you. You are going forth. Your face is like the face of a lion. You are steadfast in your purpose until you achieve the vision. No power can stop your life in Jesus' mighty name. Just say after me, no power can stop my life. I will live my full lifespan. Raise your voice and declare, no power can stop your life. You will live your full lifespan. We speak today, no COVID-19 can stop your life. You live your full lifespan in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Now, let's take this one more time. Just lay your hand on your body and declare with boldness. Just say, nothing can stop my life. No enemy can stop my life. No sickness can stop my life. No attack of the enemy can stop my life. No job manager can stop your life. No sickness, no disease can stop your life because you are favored by God. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today at the sound of my voice, you are unstoppable. You stand still. You move forward. You conquer your enemies. No devil can stop your existence. Your life is a gift from God. No man can stop your life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Now take up your hand, please. Just say, I have open heavens. I have open heavens. I can see by faith my heaven is open. The blessing is coming. The mercy is coming. The blessedness is coming. The reward is coming. I have open heaven. Raise your voice and declare, my heaven is open and I can see that the testimonies, the covenant blessings are coming down. I speak to you today, child of God, at the sound of my voice, your heaven is not closed. Because of the mercy of God, this end of year, your heaven is open. Begin to see the glory of God. Begin to see God answering you. Everything God promised you is coming. There is a release from heaven. Just say after me, I can see by faith a release from heaven. Oh my God. Confess, I can see by faith a release from heaven. In another way, in a human way of speaking, I mean in the natural way of speaking, just say, I can see by faith my parcel is coming from heaven. In a way you can understand, just see like God have sent a mail from you from heaven. God sent a package from heaven to you. Just declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, my parcel is coming from heaven. By the grace of God, it will enter your hand. Whatever God has released unto you, it will get to you in Jesus' mighty name. This end of year, I speak by the grace of God. Whatever God has written your name on it must get to you. Whatever God has written your name on it in this end of year, let it get to you on time in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. I speak in your life today. Your prayers are answered. Receive that blessing that in this end of year, your prayers are answered. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. Now, for all of you who have been giving your tithes to God, listen. If you have been faithful giving your tithes to God, you should begin to believe God for the grace for financial turnaround. 2020 had been difficult for some people because of job closure. But God is saying, believe for a harvest. Just say in the name of Jesus, I am ending my year with a harvest. I'm beginning 2021 with a harvest from God. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today to as many at the sound of my voice. A harvest is coming beyond your understanding. A harvest is coming beyond your imagination. The God of blessing bless you. The God of reward reward you. The God that releases much more than you can ever handle bless you. Let your net not be empty. Let your boat not be empty. Let your field produce fruits. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak today to all the daughters of Well Mission. The Lord bless you with husbands. The Lord bless our sons with wives. The Lord bless our businessmen. The Lord bless our mothers and fathers. The Lord bless our children with scholarships. Let there be a mighty harvest. Receive the harvest across the nations of the world. Receive the harvest of the Lord. A blessing will enter your hand in Jesus' mighty name. Now just say after me, my heart's desire and my expectation will come to pass. Yes, Lord. Just say one more time, my heart's desire and my expectation will come to pass. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today to as many at the sound of my voice, your heart's desire and your long-term expectation will come to pass. Let it be done in you. Shout a shout of praise the Lord and raise your voice and glorify God. Father, I give you thanks to as many that were part of these prayers today. And I speak in the name of Jesus in this end of year. Let God fulfill the longing of your heart. Let the grace of God bring into your heart the testimony you have been praying for. Receive the grace to see your heart's desire. Just say after me, the expectation of the righteous will come to pass. One more time, the expectation of the righteous will come to pass. And the righteous is you. Let God of heaven make it happen to you. Your dream cannot die. Your vision must come to pass. Your expectation will come to pass. Receive the blessing today and walk into the fullness of the covenant blessing. Finally today, take your bread, please. For those who are following us online, we share communion every day. So to end today, please, get your bread, please. I want us to declare in that same line that God will give you something. You know, I love Psalm 20 verse 4. You can write it down and check after. Psalm 20 verse 4. The Lord grant you according to your heart and fulfill all your counsel. That plan in your heart, that longing in your heart, that project in your heart, You don't know how, but let God fulfill the project in your heart. That thing you've been praying for. This day, we're standing in the name of Jesus. Today is the 15th day of the month. We're declaring in this halfway of December, let God move in the next 15 days and bless you with a heart's testimony. The longing of your heart in 2020 manifests in these 15 days. The longing of your heart, I don't know what that may be, but God is able to use these 15 days to give you hallelujah testimony. Just say the name of Jesus. I believe the word of God. In Psalm 20 verse 4, the Lord bless me and fulfill the counsel of your heart. Let God bless you with a dream of your heart. Let the Lord bless you with a vision in your heart. Let the Lord bless you with expectation of your heart around the world. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Take the bread, please. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are blessed today, please. We began today with a verse, and that was Job 22, verse 27 and 28. Thou shalt make that prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows, and thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine unto your ways. The light will shine in your ways. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Let me give you 30 seconds. Decree some things for your life. Because you have been serving the Lord faithfully, decree some things in your life and let the light shine in your path. Raise your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as many at the sound of my voice, those in the prayer line and those on different TV channels, I decree today the peace of God. I decree today God open door for your immigration miracles. I decree today the favor to get the right husband, the right wife. I decree today the business openings in your life. I decree good health in your life. I decree that God himself connect you with the person of your blessing. I decree today increase and grace of expansion. I decree prosperity in the house of God. I decree new grace to expand and to enlarge and to stay focused and succeed. I speak grace to all our students. Receive excellent results in the name of Jesus. Our students, you must pass your exams in Jesus' name. For all of you who are praying for family to join together, let God make it happen. Let the Lord bless you in this day today. As you receive this communion, let God answer your prayers. Receive answer prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Take it in Jesus' name.